burst on the scene about, what, 3 or 4 years ago. Their show on NBC got tremendous ratings. They received a couple of Emmys. This is their latest album called The Monkees' Greatest Hits, which kind of tips you off as to who made it. Would you welcome Dave, Mike, and Mickey, the Monkees. All right.
We had about 12 singles, and the most played songs that we've had in the last five albums coming.
Somebody said you guys would really like it, because you did a lot of comedy on your show. What would you rather be known as, a singers or comedians or...
Comedy group. We wrote as a comedy group. That's what we were hired for.
None of you were professional musicians at all before you got together, were you?
Mike was. And Dave had sung on stage in Oliver, and I had played the guitar, but primarily I think they wanted us to be a comedy group, and the music kind of happened after that. I was told to be the drummer.
Yeah.
About 2 weeks later, I had to do my first concert, have somebody else set up the drums.
Didn't even know how you set up drums, huh? Is this microphone working? Oh, I think that is right there. Maybe that's no problem. It is working. These are the songs that shows on that where nothing works. And we may be a hit.
It's a hit.
Hmm?
We sit every night and watch you.
You do?
Every night.
Every night. I'm so excited. I just love you. Now, wait.
You want to give me that swagger net bottle?
I have a picture of my wife and child in my case that I was going to show you, but they won't give me my case. I have a present for you.
Really?
And I have a present for you, too.
For you, too.
Where? We have a present? Yeah. Real quick, because he said, Mike says I don't have a lot of time to do this. I've got to give you a present.
This is my luggage.
This is my... Cushy on the talk shows.
Well, yeah, I saw that article.
Isn't that incredible? By Denise Morris. She was with Gary Moore.
Yes, she was.
You're not supposed to go sit in the left chair on the left hand of God, but you don't have a left chair over there.
You don't have a God either.
First of all, I mentioned that you've tried some of the new food products that they've put on the market. It's delicious. Carson's Crooners. Crooners?
Crooners.
We're up in the commissary, and Michael... you like what you say about it, and he had a gross burger.
And the guy that told me,
did you not eat in the commissary? It is not really very good, is it? Really, so. What is the gift that you were going to...
This gift for Ed is the great international paper airplane book by the Scientific American.
Oh, I see. I got him that last week.
And this is... I will pretend to say you were here.
Oh, I guess.
This for you is a homeless man, which is just, you don't believe me, you think I'm out of my mind.
Anyway,
it says on my TV guide, you got to be a kook on the TV guide shows.
Okay.
It says there.
If you want to
get into some of the subjects of kookery classes, religion, if mysticism is your guide compass, you can learn the unusual religious practices of a man in Colorado, Rhodesia. This is otherwise normal. This is very important. And you don't know how important this is, and you won't know until maybe 20 years from now. But this is a three-dimensional hologram produced by laser. The infraction beams of two laser lights coming together. It's recorded on Kodak Spectrographic 649F. Oh, come on. Please listen, because this is incredible. It's the first time anybody on nationwide television has ever heard of this. This is a monochromatic filter. You put this in front of your slag ejector, or a flashlight, not a flashlight, a high intensity light. It's really powerful. And you see up top, you hold this in front of it, and inside, through here, appears a three-dimensional image. On this particular one, it happens to be a Canon. Yes, a three-dimensional, perfect, and you can turn it around, and you can see it on all sides, the front and the back. Now, in 20 years, this will be in front of the living room.
You put this on your projector?
Your projector, and it shows through. It's green. It happens to be green. No, you can't see it on television, so that
it's 35-millimeter side projector, right? You put this?
Can't you look through that? Yeah, that can look through.
I'll see what it does.
I don't think it'll work like that. It might, try it.
You hold it like this?
No. You see that? The light's supposed to be coming through this.
Right.
And come into this thing. Edmund Scientific took this.
What do I put that?
You hold this in your hand, and you look, you tip it a little bit like this, and here's a filter, and the light's coming through here, and you're
looking at it. I sit in front of the slide, Richard.
Davy Slint, my Slint, it's incredible. Johnny, it's been 20 years. This I got out of a catalog. Within 20 years, this will be in your living room, sitting here like this, about that big around, about that tall, and there at 11:15 will come Johnny Carson with his forehead just like this. And body, you'll be able to walk around him like this, and look around like this, and walk around over here. You'll be in perfect. Did you see Forbidden Planet? Anybody see Forbidden Planet? Staff? Oh, staff. Forbidden Planet.
I'll try that.
Please do. It's incredible.
Thank you. That's been a while, isn't it?
Can I give you one other thing?
Sure.
Now, this is even more incredible. I can't show the name of the magazine center. This is an article on Clive Baxter, who lives here in New York. He has an office here in New York. And here it says right here, he's the Baxter School of Lie Detection. He was one of the four polygraph experts asked to testify before the House Foreign Operations and Government Information Subcommittee. He was for 8 years chairman of the research committee for the Academy of Scientific Interrogation Policy.
I do read, you know.
Well, I'm an individual. That has 30 million people.
We have to do this first. We have to start something. We'll find out about this.
This is really incredible.
Mr. Baxter. When he likes to stay in and she likes to go out, Mario Mexican dinner may be the answer.
Interesting.
Okay, fellas, here they are. I got another number for you. Guys?